Today's shir is for eschus for full shlema for shalom and bracha. Today's shir is mesecht in the darim daf yud, and we will begin on daf tesam abeis, the last words on amid v bais ema. In our previous shir, the mishnah that we had learned had differentiated between a neder, which the mishnah said is not an expression that ksherim use, versus nedava, which the mishnah said is an expression that ksherim use. And the question that the Gemara want to know is, who is the Tana that differentiates between neder and nedava? Because the Gemara quoted the machloikis of Ramea and Rabbi Yehuda, where Ramea says that it's always better not to make nedarim, and Rabbi Yehuda held that it's better to make and keep your word. And our Gemara, and here our Mishnah, and that machlokes between Ramea and Rabbi Yehuda, there was no differentiation between neder and nedava. So the Gemara wanted to know, who is the Tana that makes that difference? Says the Gemara, Afil Tema, Afil Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who does praise and give credit to the person who's noidim mishalim, ki am Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that? When, by a person who accepted upon himself the carbon as a nedava. As we learned that a nedava is when somebody accepts upon himself the obligation by saying harei zu, by saying this particular animal will be a carbon. In such a case, the concern of violation is much less. Neder, somebody said harei alai carbon loy amar. And the difference is, because when you say harei alai, it's a personal obligation. And therefore, should something happen to the animal that you donated, that doesn't take you off, that doesn't alleviate your obligation, because you still have to bring, you're still going to have to bring the carbon, you're going to have to bring another animal. And there we have a real concern that something may happen and you're not going to end up bringing the carbon. But if you said harei zu, if somebody said harei zu, so he accepted this particular animal, and if something happens to this animal, technically, he no longer has an obligation, and therefore, the halach is that Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though Rabbi Yehuda says it's good to make these pledges, Rabbi Yehuda says that the pledge should only be articulated as a nedava, not as a neder. Says the Gemara Vaktani. When we learned Rabbi Yehuda's wording, when Rabbi Yehuda expressed his opinion, says Taimizeh umizeh noide mekayim. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda did use the word neider. So why are we saying that Rabbi Yehuda was only using the word, only speaking about a nedava? And says the Gemara, Tana neidev mekayim. The way to express Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, the way he said it is, Tay mizeh mizeh is neidev mekayim, somebody who makes a nedava and fulfills it. Ask the Gemara, Mashna neidev deloy, why do we agree? Why does everybody at this point of the Gemara agree that we frown upon the Dorim? Because we have to be concerned that he won't fulfill his nether in a timely fashion, and it'll be oiv about ta'acher. So ask the Gemara, so why are we not concerned for simile? He's going to designate an animal for a carbon and then delay in bringing it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned for that, for the reason that we learned in our previous shir. Because Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, dama adam maybe k'sasa l'azara, a person brings his animal to the azara and is only magdashit at that point. He's only magdashit on that point. V'saymech olav v'shachta, and then only he does smich and shchita. So there is no delay. There is no delay, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is fine with it. So now we need to understand, ask the Rishonim, the Taisus, the Ramea's opinion. If a person is bringing a carbon, we're obligated not a lie, he said a rezu, and he only is magdish the carbon the moment he comes to the Azara, and at that moment he right away brings it, why would Ramea not applaud that type of behavior? So the Taisus answers that not everybody is enough of a Talmud Chacham to understand what we've been learning in this year and in a previous year, that the proper way is only to be magdashit in the last minute. the Ritva has a different explanation. He's going to say we're concerned that a person makes a nedava, and he brings it in the proper fashion by being magdashed only by Pesach Hazara. But what we're concerned is that he's become accustomed to make nedarim. So even though he brought it in a fashion, even though he's brought it in a fashion that doesn't lend itself to being over an Aveira, but it became the way he talks. And we didn't want that he should bring, Ramey's concerned that shouldn't begin the way a person should talk. And in fact, I saw the Shita speaks about, apparently, the minig in the time of the Rishonim was that people would make pledges on Yom Kippur for different needs of the community, different needs of the shul. And the question is, if Ramey is teaching us, and we just explained why, somebody should avoid making the Dorim, why was that an accepted minig? And the Shita says, it was only done on Yom Kippur. And the strength of Yom Kippur is what made certain that they shouldn't bring it, that they're going to fulfill their pledge. But then the Ritva points out that we know that there are appeals made on Shabbos and Yontif, and people get aliyahs, and they are manad of money when they get an aliyah. If Ramey is telling us that we should avoid all of this, why do they do that? So the Ritva adds that when there's a need for the community, or there are poor people who are in desperate need of tzedakah, says the Ritva, that of course, as much as we want to avoid nedarim and nedavis, as Ramey is teaching us, sometimes there's no option. But the Ramban takes a different approach. The Ramban's approach is that this entire discussion that we're having in our shiurim about Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda is only about making the darim, is only a nedel dvar rishus. But when it's a nedel dvar mitzvah, then the halacha is very different. And therefore, all these nedarim that I just mentioned are l'dvar tztoka. Ritvaz says that since one is obligated to give tztoka, and he continues to say that not only is one obligated to give tztoka, but even though the pasuk says lois anasus Hashem elkeichem, the person chas v'shalom may not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do and not ask questions. But the halacha by tztokah we know is, b'chanuni na b'zois, you could test me. So says the Ritva's, what we see from here, that tztokah is such a powerful mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises so much schar for somebody doing the mitzvah tztokah, we don't need to be concerned that if a person takes upon himself to give tztokah, that he won't fulfill his obligation. And therefore, by tztokah, says the Ritva's, everybody will agree that you can make a neder. However, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Simen Reish Gimel Sif Dala teaches us that even by tztokah, it's inappropriate to make a neder. And if you're going to make a neder, you should always say, Bli neder. So, moreover, so as we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said that he was only magdashit as he stood by the Azara. And as I said, the Shita points out, even then, the way he expressed himself was by saying Hare Zu, not Hare Olai. Because if you say Hare Zu, and then something happens to the animal, then you have no longer any obligation. But if you're going to say Hare Olai, then you remain with an obligation. So that's why two things. Number one, he said Hare Zu, and he only said the Hare Zu a moment before he entered the Azara, and therefore the concern that he will violate the nether is very minimal. Ask the Gemara, Tenech Nadav the Kabanas. This could be understood regarding Kabanas. Nadav and Naziris, Mayikal Meimer, but what about by Naziris? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda is following his opinion. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymach Sidim, Rishonim, Haymas Avin Lahavi Karmachatis. The Chassidim Rishonim wanted to bring a Karmachatis, but as we've learned many times in our Shiurim, a Karmachatis cannot be donated. You could only bring a Karmachatis if you did an Avera, and they didn't know of any Avera that they did. Because Fishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe to call all Yadayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents Chassidim from doing Averis. Maya Oysim, what did they do? They accepted upon themselves to be a Nazir. Today she is Chayiv, Karmen Chatos Lamakim. Like that, they'll be Chayiv, Karmen Chatos. And if they'll be Chayiv, Karmen Chatos, they'll be able to they'll be Nazir Chayiv, Karmen Chatos. So the Mepharshim say, if they're not mechuyev a karmachatis, why are they anxious to bring a karmachatis? So they explain that they were concerned that maybe they did do an avera for which there is a chiyuv karmachatis. They just didn't know about it. So here they want to be able to bring the carbon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects, but they need to have a method, and this is the method. The Shalom Meshiv asks the question that even though the Gemara says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe to call out tzaddikim, but Tosfos says that when it says a Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't maybe to call out tzaddikim, it's only regarding midat achila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim that they should answer that they should not eat something which is not kosher. Here we're not talking about and other things. We don't find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim. So what's pshat that the Gemara says, l'fish ein a Kadosh Baruch Hu mevit takol ayadeim, that's why tzaddik, they never end up being chayiv a karban chatas. So the Shoyl Umeshiv answers that there's a difference between chassidim and tzaddikim. And chassidim are a higher level than tzaddikim. And therefore, even though our Gemara says that, even though Tosfos says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim for only by midat achila, only by food, here we're learning that they were chassidim. And chassidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that even from doing any averus. And that's why they never get a chance to bring a karmachatas. So the first answer we've given to this question is that there's a difference between chassidim and tzaddikim. Another pshat that I saw that from the Ben Ishchai, he says that the Gemara says that kivur sh'over roif shnoisov shel adam, since most of a person's life passes by v'lo over chait, they didn't do averus, then they could be confident that they won't do any more averus. So the Gemara here is referring to such individuals. The Gemara is talking about people who already lived most of their lives, and they lived most of their lives in an exemplary fashion. And since they lived their lives in this exemplary fashion, that we don't have to be worried that they're going to do an avera, and that's why they want to bring. The Achroinim ask a question, so here they have an opportunity to bring a carbon chatas. Why don't we find that they should also want to bring a carbon asham? Because a carbon ashram was also only brought if you did an avera. So how come we don't find that they should have an opportunity to bring a carbon ashram? So the simple answer is that we know that if somebody did an avera, if somebody has a suffix, if somebody has a question, if he did an avera, he brings an ashram tolling. And Chazal teaches us that many opinion hold that maybe Adam ashram tolling kol yoim. A person could bring an Ashram Tali every day because he's concerned that maybe he did an Avera. So therefore, they brought the Karban Ashram that way as an Ashram Tali. Rav Shimon Amar, the Chassidim loy nadru b'nazir. They never made a Nazir in order to be able to bring a Chatos. Disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Ella, haroitz alavi oila. If somebody wants to bring an oila, simple. Misnadav mevi, a person can make an adava to bring a carbon oilam. Shlomim, misnadav mevi. Taida, vaba mine lachman. When you bring a carbon taida, you have to bring 10 times 4, 4 different types of loaves, 10 of each. Misnadav mevi could also be brought a nedava. Ava b'naziris lo yisnadvu. They never accepted upon themselves to be nazir. Why? Kedesh lo yikayru chaytim. Because a nazir we find is called a bal chayt. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'chipal lo mashachot al nefesh. He requires to bring a kapara for being a nazir. So now says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon, Reb Loza Kfar, Kulun Shita Achas. They all agree the Nazir Chaytav, the Nazir is a Balavera. But the Ram points out that even though the Gemara says, Kula Shita Achasain, they're all agreeable. It's not that they are totally in agreement. What it means to say is they all agree that there's an element of chait in the Zeris, but it's not that they totally are in agreement. Says the Gemara, Shimon HaTzadik was Shimon HaDa'amaron. Shimon HaTzadik, as we learned in our previous year, said that he never ate the Oshim of a Nazir Tamei because he was concerned that the Nazir wasn't really happy about bringing it. Rav Shimon, what we just learned, Rav Elazar Kfar Barebi, the Tanya Rav Elazar Kfar Barebi, Omer, V'chip alav meshechot al nefesh, and the question is, V'ezach nefesh chotazeh. What was his aveira? Says the Gemara, Shatsir atzmi min ayayin, that he held himself back from wine. What is the aveira of tzira? What does he have to bring the carbon for that? So the Mepharshim, most Mepharshim explain that a person, everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us in this world, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us these different things in the world for us to enjoy. And a person who doesn't take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to use and enjoy, that is considered an aveira. Shetzir atzmai min hayayin. The Sefer Magen Avos explains that the proper way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live is not to live with extreme. Not to, of course, be overly indulgent, and the other way, not to be completely separated from the world. The person who accepts upon himself to be a nazir is a person, as the word nazir means. He's separated himself. He's trying to separate himself from the world. The Torah says that is not the way the Torah wants us to live. The Ramah in his Sefer Torah Oila says a different pshat. The Torah says, there's a loisosif. The Torah tells us that a person should not add to the mitzvahs of Hashem, not add to the averus. A person should do what he's obligated to do. A person who goes out of the way and does more than what Hashem expects of us, tzir atzmim and ayayin, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't ask us to do so, that is considered sort of an avera. And Rabbi Elazar Kfar continues his explanation. Somebody who only withheld himself from wine, nikr chayta, hamitzar etzim called dover al achs kam v'kama, is going to be considered a chayta. Mekan says Rabbi Elazar says kolayosh b'tanis nikr chayta. Somebody who fasts. The Torah doesn't expect from us to fast. Says the shita. How do we compare a tainus to naziris? The tainus is only usually when a person accepts upon himself to be a tainus. It's only one day. And a nazir is a nazir for 30 days. So why is that considered the same? So explains the Shita, fasting one day, not eating anything at all for one day, is, says the Shita, is more complicated than just not drinking wine for 30 days. But ask the Gemara, where does the pasuk call a nazir chayta? Vaden kra b'nazir tamei ksiv. So how are we calling every nazir chayta? Answers the Gemara, mishum d'shana b'chaytu. The way Rabbi Elazar Kfar explains the pasuk is the pasuk did two averis. The person who became tamei. First of all, the basic acceptance upon himself to be a nazir is a vera, and then on top of it, he became tamei. And what the Torah says, that's why the Torah says this halacha by nazir tamei, to express that there's a double avera. But that doesn't mean that there isn't an Aveira, according to Rabbi Elazar Kfar, for one accepting upon himself of being a Nazir. Of course, somebody accepting upon himself a Nazir, Rabbi Elazar Kfar says, Tzir Atzmai Min Hayayin is considered a Bala Aveira. I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Sicha was asked. The Rashi says, Lama Nismacha Parshas Nazir, La Parsha Saita. Why is the Torah put the Parsha of a Nazir next to the Parsha of a Saita? Kela Roy Saita Bekakula, Yazir Atzma Min Hayayin. If you see a Saita, you should stay away from wine. Here we're saying that a Nazir is a Bala Aveira. And they were saying that the Nazir presumably is doing the right thing. He doesn't want to fall into the same trap as the Saita. So Chaim Kanievsky says, what our Gemara is teaching us is that there are two ways of answering this question, says. One way of answering the question, says Chaim Kanievsky, yes, you should learn from the lesson of a Saita. But you don't have to learn the lesson of a Saita by being Mitzar Atzma Min Hayayin. You could do something else and accomplish what you need to accomplish, not to do Averis. That's one pshat Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. The other pshat that Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests is that a person can maybe behave as a Nazir. What the issue of the Nazir, explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is that he took it upon himself as a neder. And very much in line with what we've been learning in our shiurim, especially according to Rameyer, that one should avoid accepting the Dharm by himself. So if somebody wants to do something, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, in order to strengthen himself, fantastic. But don't accept it upon yourself in the form of a neder. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that kin nedarim kin nedarim. Kin charam kin charamim, kin shvuos kin shvuos, kin naziris kin naziris. Our Mishnah, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, is going to begin explaining different examples of kinuyim. Haimer, if somebody says that this loaf of bread should be like a carbon, so as we explained in previous shurim, that is certainly an expression of a nether. If he said kainim, kainach, kainim, harel, kainis, harel kinuyim lekabarim, they're all another way of expressing a word of carbon, and that's why it's considered a nether. If somebody, instead of saying the word cherim, said cherev, cherek, cherech, cherev, all of these are kinuyim lecherim, and he'll be chayiv cherim. If somebody, instead of using the word nazir, instead of saying the words hareni nazir, said nazik, naziach, peziach, all of these are examples of kinuyim lenaziris. If somebody, instead of saying the word shvua, says shvusa, shkuka, or he said, Noida b'mayi, saying in that mayi we're going to learn means Moshe Rabbeinu. All of these are Harei El Kinuim Shvuah. These are all examples of a Kinuim for a Shvuah that we said that the Kinish Shvuah is considered a Shvuah. Says the Gemara Itmar. Kinuyin, Rav Yochanan Amar. So now the Gemara begins discussing a very fundamental machloikish. And that is, what is the kinuyim mean? What are kinuyim, and why are they effective? Maybe why shouldn't they be effective? It says the Gemara, Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lushan Umesheim. The kinuyim are words of the languages of the world. Shimon Lakish Amar Lushan Shabbat Olam Chachamim. These are words that Chazal instituted Lias Noidaboy that a person could use to make a nether. The Keno Omer. And we find this word that a person could compose something themselves, the Chodesh Shabbatim Levi. So we first explain the opinion of Lashon Umesein, that these are words that are used by the Lashon, by the Umais. So the question is, why do we use that specifically these words, which really are offshoots of Lashon Chodesh? Why shouldn't we use words? If we want to use the example that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, kinuyim means, of Lashon Umos, we should use words of different languages. So I saw two pshatim and rishonim. Why? One pshat is that, maybe more than that. One pshat that the rishonim give, that these are words that were very often used in by people making the Dharam. And since these were the words that were often used by people making the Dharam, that's why the Mishnah used these words as an example. Another pshat that I saw is that these words are offshoots of Lashon HaKodesh. So since they're offshoots of Lashon HaKodesh, but they're part of the vocabulary, the Mishnah is using example that something which is not real Lashon HaKodesh, but it's an offshoot of Lashon HaKodesh, is in the category of a kinui. But then I saw a third pshat, and a very important halachic pshat. When we learn Lashon Umas Hain, it means that these are offshoots of Lashon HaKodesh, and not Lashon Umas, other languages. Why? Because as we explained in a previous shiur, there's a fundamental difference between somebody who uses Lashon HaKodesh to say something versus saying something in Lashon Umas. When you say, for example, Krishma, we're all obligated to say Krishma twice a day. If you say Krishma in another language, you're only considered that you fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma if A, this is a language that's spoken in the place that you said Krishma in that language. So if somebody's going to say Krishma in the United States in French, he won't be Yotze Krishma, even though it's a language. And furthermore, it has to be a language that you understand. Lashon HaKodesh, even if you say Krishma and Lashon HaKodesh and you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you'll be yoytze the mitzvah of Krishma. If you'll say Lashon HaKodesh in America, in the United States, in English, but you don't understand English, you wouldn't be yoytze the mitzvah of Krishma. Whereas Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand it. It doesn't have to be the language of the land. In all cases, it's considered a valid way of expressing Krishma. So now we could understand why the Mishnah went out of its way to use kinuyim, that according to Rav Yochanan, kinuyim are Lashon HaUmos, and even though it's a Lashon HaUmos, they wanted to use Lashon HaUmos, which are connected to Hebrew, because under those circumstances, you'll certainly be out to the mitzvah. The other explanation that Rish Lakish gave in kinuyim was Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim. It's language the Chazal instituted as a legitimate way of saying a neder. So the question is, if it's only Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, why is it considered a neder? If it's only Midrabbanan, why if somebody made a neder in that language, will he be considered as if he violated a neder Midaraisa? So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer they give is that once Chazal said that these are languages, they're considered full-fledged languages. And since they're considered full-fledged languages, the halacha is, it's enough to make it into a full-fledged neder. Another pshat is, and it's a similar pshat, that if a person uses one of these languages, and indeed they're Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, they're words that Chazal composed, but the person who expressed his nether meant sincerely to accept upon himself a nether. Since this person meant sincerely to express upon himself a nether, so we know that's what he wants. The fact that the language is a Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim doesn't prevent it from being a full-fledged nether. Ask the Gemara, V'tamim Aitakin Rabbanan, according to Rish Lakish, that it's language that Chazal composed. Why did Chazal do that? Says the Gemara, the Leilem of carbon. Chazal didn't want us to use the word carbon. And ask the Gemara, why doesn't Chazal like the word carbon? The Leilem of carbon, why can't we say carbon? Answers the Gemara, because we're concerned, Dilma Amma carbon Lashem. And ask the Gemara, so what's wrong if you say the Leilem of carbon Lashem? Because says the Gemara, because we're concerned, instead of saying carbon Lashem, we're going to say Lashem. He's just going to say the Shem Hashem, V'loi Amma carbon, and he won't say the word carbon. And then it'll turn out the Kamapik Shem Shemayim Levatala that is using Hashem's name in vain. Because the Tanya of Shimon Omer, Menayin, from where do we know that the Halacha teaches us? The Layoima Adam Lashem Oila. A person, when he's expressing that he wants to bring a carbon, should not say Lashem Oila, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Toida, Lashem Shlomim. Tamaloimer, L'sei kom l'Hashem. Says the Gemara, Kal v'chomer. Mazeh, shloi neskaven l'haske shem shemayim al karban. This person is anxious to bring a carbon. Still, the Torah teaches us, Amr Torah, carbon l'Hashem. Be careful to say the word carbon l'Hashem, because you shouldn't, chas v'shalom, possibly use the shem Hashem improperly. So certainly, somebody says, Levatolo, somebody who mentions Hashem's name in vain, Alach's kam v'kama, how much a person has to be concerned about mentioning Hashem's name in vain. So the Chasam Sofer says that it would be appropriate to say Hashem l'karben, but we don't say it that way because of the concern, because Hashem is the more choshev than the karben. Mentioning Hashem's name obviously is more important, but we don't do it because of the repercussions that it's going to be Shem Shemayel Vatolo. So the Taisus Yeshanim asks that we know in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, what they used to, when the Kohen Gadol identified the animal that's going to be the Sor Lashem, he said Lashem Chatos, and he doesn't say Chatos Lashem. But as Taisus Yeshanim, our Gemara just said that whenever you're designating a carbon, you should say Lashem, Chatos Lashem, not Lashem Chatos. Says the Gemara. So Taisus Yeshanim answers, because that's what the top pasuk says. The pasuk says Ashaol Olav Agar LaHashem Basol Chatos. So the Torah says that you should follow that order. When you follow that order, so you're following what the pasuk says you should do there. However, the Taisus Rosh answers, when our Gemara is concerned, is when a private individual is bringing a carbon, and that he may say the word Lashem, and then regret and not want to bring the carbon. But when we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, a carbon tzibur, we don't have to be concerned. And along the same line, says the Ritva, when the person says Lashem, the Kohen Gadol says Lashem, if there's going to be a concern that he's not going to say the word Chatos, there were the Skan and the Abesdin, they were all there. And since they were all there, they would make sure that he should say it so properly. The Shalom and the Dharm, along the same line, says, our concern in our Gemara is for the average individual. When we're speaking about the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, the holiest person on the holiest day in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have to be so concerned. The Chasam Sofer asks that the pasuk says that when Boaz greeted the people who were cutting in the field, the pasuk says he said Hashem Imchem. Why do you use Hashem first? So the Chasam Sofer answers that Boaz knew that he, you know, we're not supposed to say Lashem first, because maybe you won't complete your sentence. Boaz knew, says the Chasam Sofer, that he's going to make it, that he's going to still be alive, because he knew that he's going to have, he was a Navi, and he knew that he's going to, and that he's going to have a child from Rus. Where is there a concern, says the Chasam Sofer? Only because a person doesn't know what's going to happen the next moment. Boaz did not have that concern. Another pshat that many give is that when you're greeting somebody, somebody who greets somebody else is zoicha tariches yomim. So here, Boaz was greeting these people. Since Boaz was greeting these people, he had no concern that he would not, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him more days, he's going to be Maruch Yomim, and he doesn't have to worry that he won't come to complete the sentence of what he's saying. That's the makar for the minig, that when we greet somebody, we say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is the Shem Hashem. So why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Why do we begin with the Shem Hashem? As we just learned in our Gemara, we should always avoid Chas V'Shalom coming to a situation that we mention Hashem's name in vain. But says the Sefer Likutei Morim that the Gemara says, Hamagdim Shalom L'Chaveroi, if somebody greets somebody with giving Shalom, Marichin Loi Yomim V'Shnoisov. So if I greet you, I'm doing something which is going to cause that I should have long life. And since I'm going to cause that I should have long life, I need not be concerned about saying Shalom and then the Aleichem. But the person who wasn't the first to greet me, he doesn't have that schus, And that's why when he responds to me, he doesn't respond with a Shalom Aleichem, with saying Shem Hashem first. He says rather Aleichem Shalom. But I did see that many Paiskim, the Chassam Sofer included, and the Das Sofer say that if the best way of expressing yourself is by saying the Shem Hashem first, saying to somebody, Hashem should give you bracha, Hashem should give you a good day. So not saying Hashem's name first is wrong. And since not saying Hashem's name first doesn't show the proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the halacha is you could say Hashem's name first if that's showing proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi discusses an interesting question. We know that those who daven Nusach Sfarad, when they begin saying Tachnun, they begin with the words Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu. They say Hashem's name. So let's say somebody's in a shul and the chazan finished the Chazar Sashatz. He doesn't know that today's a day that in this shul, for whatever reason, they're not saying Shem Hashem, they're not saying Tachnun. And he right away begins Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu. And right afterwards, they make an announcement. We're not saying Tachnun today for whatever reason. There's a chosin, and we're not saying Tachnun today. But he already said Shem Hashem. What should he do? So they say that what he should say is, Elokeinu Elokei v'Seinu, he said that. So Chreinu b'zekaron toil l'fanecha. We should be so concerned that he shouldn't say the Shem Hashem inappropriately. And that's why you should say, Zochreinu b'zekaron toil l'fanecha. There's an interesting question based on this. One question is that some people have a minig that they don't say Birchas Hamapel at night when they go to sleep, when they say Krishma Lamita. Because saying the bracha means that you're going to say the Shem Hashem. And what happens if you won't be able to fall asleep? And if you won't be able to fall asleep, then you'll end up having said the Shem Hashem Levatola. And that's the other reason why, even though, according to many opinions, sleeping in the sukkah may be even more of a mitzvah than eating in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha, lisha besukkah, like we make a bracha, leisha besukkah, because there's a concern that maybe you won't be able to fall asleep, and then you'll end up having said the Shem Shemayim Levatola. Which opens up a question that the Shalom already discusses. And that is that somebody makes a bracha on the Sfira. We know the Sfira is 49 days. It's quite a amount of days. Why do we not be concerned that the person is going to make a bracha on the Sfira? And we know you only make a bracha on the Sfira if you count every night. The halacha is if you miss the night, then you can't make the bracha anymore. So why should we not be concerned that this person may miss a night? And if he's going to miss a night, the first night that he said the bracha, he should have not said the bracha. It's Mochi Shem Shemayim Levatola. So there are really two answers. The Shloss says, Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. A person who is beginning the Sfira, and he has every good intention to say, to count Sfira every night, and to count Sfira every night with a bracha, Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. We don't have to be concerned that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the siyata d'shmaya to be able to do the mitzvah properly. Another pshat is that this question is every night of the Sfira, one mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, was every night of the Sfira is one long continuation. It's a big machloikus. Only those opinions that hold that the entire 49 days of the Sfira are one long mitzvah have an issue if you miss a night. But if you hold every night is a separate mitzvah, so for this we can rely on those opinions. Count the Sfira every night with a bracha that every night is a separate mitzvah, you don't have to worry. So we had a machloikus, says the Gemara, of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about Kinuyim. Says the Gemara, Lema Katanoi. The Gemara suggests it's machloik Katanoim. But Shamar Imrim, Kinu Kinuyim. Namra will explain to what Kinu Kinuyim are. Asurim are also a way of expressing a nether. Vesila Imrim, Kinu Kinuyim, if one expressed a nether with a kini kinoi matarim. So the Gemara wants to suggest that my laugh, what is the machloikis of Beisham Beisol? Man the Omer, kini kinoi masurim, ksover, kinoim loshan umasain. And just like the kinoim a loshan umais that chazal, that are a legitimate way of expressing a nether, so too are the kinoim. Man the Omer matarim, Beisilil, ksover, losh shabadulam chachamim, the kinuyim are words that Chazal composed, and only these words, the kinuyim, are words that Chazal composed, not the kinuyim. Says the Gemara Loi, the two machlokesim don't necessarily travel together at all. Kuli alma kinuyim loshen umesein. Everybody will agree that kinuyim are loshen umes. B'shamis avri b'hani nami mishtai umes. The kinuyim are also words that the umes use, and since they're also words that the umas use, that's why it's considered a legitimate nether. These are not words that the umas use, and since they're not words that the umas use, that's why it's not a problem. Another way, everybody could agree, Beshami Savi Gazrin and Kinui Kinui Mishum Kinuyim. Everybody will agree it's Loshin Umis. Beshami said Chazal made Exer by Kinui Kinuyim because of Kinuyim. Beselo Savi like Gazrin and Kinui Kinui Mishum Kinuyim. So now ask the Gemara exactly, Hey Chidom Kinui Kinuyim the Nadarm. What is an example of Kinui Kinuyim? Says the Gemara Taner of Yosef, Mekant Kama is a Kinui for Kainim. Mekant Kana is a Kinui for Kainayach. And Mekant Sana is a kinui for kindness. Hey, chidam kinui kinuim dechirim. Tani mafashra, the name of a tana. Charokim is a kinui for chirik. Charochim is a kinui for chirich. And charofim is a kinui for chirif. Kinui kinuim dezuris. Tani Reb Yosef. Mechaskana is a kinui for nozik. Mezachna is a kinui for neziach. Mefichna is a kinui for peziach. Iberlehu, ask the Gemara, if somebody said mefachsna, mai, if somebody said mechaskana, mai, mesaskana, mai, are these considered kini kinuyim for naziris? Amalei Ravina Ravashi, kinma, mai. What's the halacha when somebody said, what's the halacha when somebody said kinma? Kainam kamar, does he mean that he's saying a nether? A dilma, maybe what he means to say is kinma in basem, which is one of the types of spices, herbs that were used in the Ketores. Is that what he meant to say? Amalei, Ravach v'rei devchil Ravashi, kina mai. If somebody said the word kina, does he mean kina shatana golem kamar, that he's referring to a chicken coop? Oidilma, loshin de kainim, did he mean kainim? And the Gemara says, tibayi, the Gemara doesn't actually answer this question. The Gemara isn't successful in determining what is the status. And as I said in previous year, in Masechta Nedarim, instead of using the word teku, the Gemara used the word tibayi. Kini kinuyim de shvua hechidami, shmuel, shvuseil, shikuel. Ask the Gemara, shvuel is a kinuy for shvua, shvuel ben gershem ashma. Maybe it means shvua ben gershem. It was a name of a person. And the names of human beings are not words that were used when making a shvua. Ela shvuvel, shvuseil, shikukel, mahu. Am shmul, ama ashifta. If somebody said the word ashifta, loyam a klum. If somebody said ashkika, loyam a klum. If somebody said krishna, loyam a klum. We learned in the Mishnah, nod b'mayi, if somebody made a ned b'mayi, that's a kinui for a shvua. Tanya Rishim Gamliel Aimer. Haimer b'mayi, if somebody uses the word mayi, which is a way of saying Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yom klum. But if he said that b'mumsa dama mayi is first to the shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that is a legitimate way of saying it. Kini, hare elu kini l'shvoy. So why do we find, ask the Emri Emes, that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is so connected to Kine Shvuya? So the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, that Thomas Nafshi that Bilam said, Thomas Mafshi Moshe Sharim, V'ti Achrisi Kamayu. What's shot that he said, V'ti Achrisi Kamayu? So the Emir Emes explained that Bilam asked that he should, he said, V'ti Achrisi Kamayu, that I should die like Moshe Rabbeinu died. So since he mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu, so we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Kamayu. The Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's called Mayi. And that's why, it says the Emes, we understand why Mayi is referred to Moshe Rabbeinu.